At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch across portions of interior Northern California for Wednesday through Thursday. Now, this will include portions of both Amador and Calaveras counties between the 1,000 to 3,000-foot elevation levels. Gusty north to easterly winds Wednesday and Thursday will lead to very low humidity levels, mainly in the teens, with poor overnight recoveries Wednesday night. These conditions will lead to critical fire weather conditions for the Sacramento Valley and the Foothill region. Now, there is a burn scheduled for today in the Sly Park area. We have not heard if they have canceled that or not. We have reached out to Rob Withrow of CAL FIRE for an answer on that. But J.D. has information on the situation in Ione, right, J.D.?
Yeah, the Arroyo Seco Vegetation Management prescribed burn has been canceled. Now, CAL FIRE has canceled the event after a weekend of red flag warning conditions across much of the northern portion of the state and the potential for more red flag warnings later in the week. Now, the Arroyo Seco Veg Management Program burn was located or set to be located just outside of Ione and scheduled for today, but again has been canceled. CAL FIRE will reevaluate conditions to determine if they'll continue with the project later this month.
And again, as far as the Sly Park burn, we're not quite sure about that. Elsewhere in the news today, Jackson City fire crews, along with CAL FIRE, responded to a reported vegetation fire late Friday afternoon off North Main Street. The fire was quickly contained to 1/4 acre of grass in a field near the Jackson Apartments. The cause of the fire was reported as suspicious in nature. And on Saturday afternoon, CAL FIRE crews rolled to a reported fire near the Amador-San Joaquin County line. First units at the scene discovered two small roadside fires. Both were quickly extinguished. The cause is under investigation.
And a 39-year-old Avery woman killed in a two-vehicle collision Friday morning near Burson. According to Highway Patrol, Molly Jean Collins, leaving from a private driveway in the Burson area east of Haskell Street, and made what was described as an unsafe left turn onto Highway 12 into the path of a westbound pickup truck driven by Mitchell McGee of Valley Springs. Now, despite life-saving efforts, Collins was pronounced deceased at the scene. Her passenger, a 4-year-old male, transported to UC Davis Medical Center with minor injury. McGee was reportedly not injured. Now, while the collision is still under investigation, CHP say neither drugs nor alcohol believed to be a factor.
And Pacific Gas and Electric Company has developed a new tool to allow anyone to receive notifications about public safety power shutoff events, even if they're not PG&E customers or account holders. Although PG&E customers already receive alerts specific to their address, this new tool is also especially useful for tenants, caretakers, travelers, and parents of school-aged children. Parties interested in receiving PSPS alerts for an address where they do not receive a bill can select one or more zip codes they want to receive the alerts about. Now, just visit pge.com/PSPS zip code alerts. Also, text and email alerts will also be available in the near future. And if you think about this, this is a great idea that PG&E's come up with. Let's say that your elderly parents or family members or friends live in the Bay Area, or maybe you live in the Bay Area, they live here, and you want to keep track of the power. That's a great, great idea that PG&E's come up with there. So again, that's pge.com/PSPS zip code alerts.
And a ribbon-cutting ceremony held by Calaveras officials Friday for a new communication site above Arnold. The new tower facility will improve radio coverage and make the existing system more robust. Now, the need for improved infrastructure came to full light during the 2015 Butte Fire, when there was damage to the power structure from one of the county radio sites, and in turn, caused a domino effect failure at two additional sites. Now, the efforts received a boost thanks to a $108,000 grant from the American Red Cross to fund the project. The new communication site, both fills coverage area weak spots and provides expansion capabilities for more first responder radio systems in the future. Several members from the County Sheriff's Office, CCWD, Red Cross, and others were on hand for Friday's ribbon cutting.
And you can enjoy a round of golf and help out the Interfaith Food Bank on Friday. Umpqua Bank, KVGC, the Ledger Dispatch, and Pacific Coast Pasta Company will host a golf tournament benefiting the Interfaith Food Bank. Tee time is 1 o'clock at beautiful Mace Meadows Golf Course. Registration starts at noon. Entry fee is a $75 donation, includes 18 holes, a cart, and a tri-tip and pasta dinner. For more details, contact Jim Wilmarth at Umpqua Bank, 257-5442. Jim said, just talked to Jim today, and he said that they are still accepting both the teams and individuals, and if you would like to be a hole sponsor, you have until Wednesday to call Jim at Umpqua Bank, 257-5442. So again, it's going to be a great time. We're going to raise some big money for the Interfaith Food Bank. Also, just heard from Rob Withrow. JD, you can add this to that story. The burn in the Sly Park Pollock Pines area scheduled for today has been canceled. So that along with the other burn. So there we go. All right. Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can visit our website at kvgcradio.com.